This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's bird migration season, and flocks of winged visitors have begun flying over Colorado. The state veterinarian Maggie Baldwin says there were initial predictions that the season would cause a rise in avian flu cases, but so far, that has yet to happen.
You know, there are some states that are seeing more affected flocks than we are right now, but we haven't. We've just seen a handful of backyard cases over the last couple months.
The rise in avian flu cases has caused some egg shortages and increased egg prices across the nation. This strain of the avian flu is not known to commonly spread to humans, but wildlife officials are warning people to avoid eating products from contaminated chickens. Indigenous people often feel ignored and hurt by local news coverage in Colorado. That's according to a report from the Colorado Media Project and the Colorado News Collaborative, two groups focused on strengthening news resources in the state. Members of Indigenous communities told the organizations that daily news coverage usually either leaves out their community or perpetuates stereotypes. They recommend journalists build more trust and long-lasting relationships with their communities and increase representation in their newsrooms. The Colorado Court of Appeals last week ruled that the state's database of law enforcement officers will remain confidential. The ruling comes after the Colorado Peace Officer Training Board denied requests by two news organizations for information about certified and decertified police officers. Courts found the board is subject to the Colorado Criminal Justice Records Act and not the state's Open Records Act. The NBA playoffs return to Ball Arena tonight. The Denver Nuggets are hosting the Phoenix Suns for Game 2 of their best-of-7 series. Denver dominated the team's first matchup over the weekend, winning by 18 points. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. This is CPR News and KRCC.